John 2:24. He knew all men. I want to talk to you about how God knows everything about you, including your current situation. In the book of John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25, we see that Jesus is the discerner of hearts. Let's look at these verses together. The Bible says, "Now when he, that's Jesus, was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." Can I tell you that God knows everything about you? He knows what you're currently dealing with. He knows your situations, and he knows your heart. God knows us so intimately that even the hairs on our head are all numbered. You can check out Luke chapter 12, verse 7. I really feel like the Lord is calling out to you and I, his people, to return to him. It doesn't matter where we are or where we have been. He knows our circumstances. He knows what we've been through. He knows what we're going through. Again, John chapter 2, verse 24 tells us that he knows us. It's time that we stop believing the lie, saying that God doesn't really see the wickedness in my heart. The truth is that he does. He does see, and he does know, and it does hurt him. But there's more truth. The truth is that God is calling you to him right now, regardless of where you are at. It doesn't matter if you're a backslidden Christian or a notorious murderer. God is calling you to him right now. In Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, Jesus gives a parable of a lost son. This young man asks his father if he can receive his inheritance a little early. His father gives it to him, and then this guy goes off and spends all of his money on riotous living. It gets so bad for this guy that he goes into the fields and begins to feed the pigs. Here he is living in total filth. In verse 18, he reasons within himself and says, "I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" So then he goes back to his dad, expecting to receive condemnation and rejection from his father. But let's look at the father's response in verse 22. "The father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." This is such a wonderful example of how God views us. He doesn't care where we have been necessarily. If we were in or are in the pig pen, he wants us out. He wants us back in his arms. God does see. He does know you. He knows your circumstances. He knows your heart. And he's calling you to him so that he can clean you up and love on you to life. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, I repent of my ways and want out of this pig pen. I want to be received in your open arms of love, where I have failed to obey your instructions. Please forgive me. I want to do the right things. Please wash me and cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Please come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Keep me out of the pig pen. Please release your blessing over my life. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.